Hello.
I
That was the
gotta.
first time that's ever worked for the first try, is what
I
it
learned
said.
why. I have to have the Anchor app open on my phone.
Oh.
I got
I'm not even. Okay. Okay.
Also, I'm eating popcorn. So if you hear that, sorry. Also,
If
if
you
my.
hear that, we will end the recording and restart.
Well, I'm hungry. I felt like I was gonna pass out. I need to eat, man.
We can wait and do this after you've eaten.
Eating's the best thing to do. I'm not. No, they need to enjoy this with me.
No, I don't think that's
Also,
what they need.
I'm also
We don't want
outside, so
to
if my audio's
hurt
not
their
super
ears or
crazy.
annoy them.
It's not a gummy
We
bear
can do
though,
it
so
in
it should
like
be
10
okay.
minutes.
No, I'm
We can do
fine.
it in after 10 minutes. Okay, I'll tell you if we need to redo it, okay?
I'm pulling the
I don't
microphone
wanna.
away, so.
Okay, but if I can hear it, they can hear it, and I don't want them to be like, yeah, I'm never coming back. This is terrible. They're eating in the microphone.
Well, popcorn disintegrate. Hey, they didn't leave when I choked on a gummy bear. This should be fine.
I don't know. That one didn't get very many views.
Of the mess. We had a 4-minute argument. That
Yeah, I know.
was great. Okay. Should we get started?
Anyways, welcome to PB&J Podcast.
We forgot our intro,
Yeah.
so.
We did forget our intro.
Yeah. We don't need that
Actually, I
anymore.
didn't. I just don't really care to say it. It's just
Yeah.
very long.
If you guys have been here long enough, you know.
Yeah. If you haven't, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Too
tough
bad.
luck.
Go back and watch our.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy to remember or say it.
Okay, so anything new you need to tell the people?
No.
I bleached the ends of my hair.
Oh, nice.
They're a little crispy, but it's okay.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did remove my acrylics and I did like puncture a hole in my actual nail while
Ow.
doing it. Yeah, they're really thin when I take the acrylic. Like, every time I've had acrylics, they're super thin when I take them off. So.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually what acrylics
Yeah.
anyway, should we get started with the episode?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't think we've been doing this at all recently. Maybe we have. I don't know. Trigger warnings for today's episode.
Oh yeah, I
There's
have.
okay. There's obviously murder. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah.
But there's also what else is there? There's sexual assault. I don't think there's anything else.
Okay.
That's your trigger warning. I don't think there's
Okay.
anything else. I'm trying to think. There's kidnapping.
Well, damn.
Okay, so this story is like two stories in one. It's insane. I don't know what's more like crazy, his murder story or his childhood. Okay. So today we're gonna be con talk. There's easy things to pronounce today, so we should be good. If I can talk. But anyway, we're going to be talking about Cary Stayner. Have you heard of him?
Okay. Yeah.
You have?
No. I thought you said we've heard of him.
I said, have you?
Oh, no.
Okay. So he was born August 13th, 1961. To his parents, Kay and Delbert Stainer.
Steiner or Stainer?
Stainer.
Okay.
I've never heard someone named Delbert before, but I mean, hey.
I've heard people named Delbert before. I know somebody named Delbert.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. Anyway, he has three sisters and a younger brother.
Nice, I think.
What?
Well, maybe not.
What?
I said nice, I think. Maybe not. I don't know where this case is going.
It goes everywhere. His family lived in Merced, which is a place
Okay.
in California.
Okay.
Both the parents are like emotionally distant from their children.
That sucks.
But everything, I just realized I don't have my glasses on and but I have this so zoomed in, I don't think I need them.
Ugh.
Like, it's so zoomed in, it's only, like, you can't see anything else.
Yeah.
Anyway, Everything changes, though, in the winter of 1972.
Okay.
I dropped my popcorn. Anyway, it's December 4th, 1972, and 7-year-old Steven Stainer, his little brother, mm-hmm. was walking home from school when he's approached by a man.
Okay. Is he, like, killed or, like...
We'll get to it.
Oh, my...
The guy tells him he's collecting items for a church and asks Steven if his mom would be willing to donate any items.
No.
Steven, you know, is 7, and it's the 70s, so he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And a white Buick pulls up, driven by a man named Kenneth Parnell.
Okay, wait, are we talking about his brother grows up and becomes a serial killer, or this is just a killer?
This is just backstory information. We'll get to... His brother is not a murderer, no. Anyway, so they ask if Steven would show them... I lost my spot. Hold on. Would show them to his house to pick up the donations, and that's Steven agrees. That's just a red flag. Well, yeah, but he's 7. I mean, it was also the 70s, so that was kind of, like, normal, you know?
No.
It was, though. People got in other people's cars all the time.
Sure, but, like...
That's why the serial killers were big back then. Anyway. No. Instead of taking him to the house, they kidnap him and take him to a cabin, which is about 22 miles from Merced.
Oh.
I hear voices. Where are they coming from?
Yeah, I filmed outside, like, the last podcast we did.
Yeah.
And this, like, 5 different people walked by, and I was just, like, randomly talking about, like, death and, like, which is why I was refraining from saying, like, death and serial killer and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I did not want these people to be like, what in the hell is going on in this lady's mind?
Okay, so at some point, actually, I think that's my mom. I see my mother. Anyway, at some point on the drive, Kenneth pulls over at a payphone. He then tells Steven that he spoke to his parents and said that they no longer wanted him and couldn't afford him.
What?
Like, that's such a messed up thing to say to a 7-year-old. Obviously, what? It didn't happen. He didn't really talk to his parents, but you know. Like, why would you say that? Well, I mean, why? That's just a terrible thing to say. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. But anyway. Once they're at the cabin, Kenneth proceeds to molest Steven. Steven's family is obviously now worried that their son never came home, and they alert the authorities. A search party is formed. They search for weeks, but they cannot find Steven. During this time, Steven is raped almost nightly.
Was he dead?
No, he's alive. Did he get killed? No. Not yet.
Okay, so he's dead now.
No, he's alive.
Like, to this day?
No, right, to this day, he's not alive. Anyway, days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months, months turned into years.
Oh, damn.
Carrie's parents only become more emotionally distant. Carrie kept to himself, and he had a hard time dealing with the disappearance of his brother. I mean, understandably.
Yeah.
Kenneth eventually, that's the guy that, you know, kidnapped Steven. He eventually allowed Steven to go to school. Because, I mean, he was basically, you know, like, a father figure, but not a good one. But not a good one at all. But, you know, I mean, he basically raised him from the time he was 7. So I'm not going to tell you how long he was there yet, but anyway. He starts school as a freshman. So, remember, he was taken when he was 7.
So, anyway, he hasn't learned anything up to this point?
No. They both had moved several times at this point. Obviously, you know, not so he didn't get caught. Steven had been called Dennis the entire time since he had been taken. Steven had really become, you know, accustomed to this new life.
Yeah.
Let's see. At Carrie at Carrie. At school, Carrie was known as the boy whose brother was kidnapped. But he was also voted most creative. Like said before, he kept to himself a lot as well. Yeah. He had never had a girlfriend, but he had always been infatuated with women.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's typical. But
okay. I see this going
goes weird not way. Great places. Anyway, he did a lot of interesting things, to say the least, such as exposing himself to his sister's friends.
Ew.
He then became known as the Creepy Brother and Creepy Carrie. Which, that name does definitely stick. So, fast forwarding to the fall of 1979, Stephen is 14. So he's, like, you know, he's been there since he was 7. He's 14 now.
That's 7 years.
Yeah, he's in high school. He's been with Kenneth for a total of 7 years now. They move again to Manchester, California. Kenneth decides to kidnap another young boy, 5-year-old Timmy White.
Sorry.
You good?
This just reminded me of a Criminal Minds episode, and I do think I know where this is going.
It goes everywhere, like I said. Anyway. He brings him back to the cabin where Stephen is. 2 weeks later, Stephen builds up the courage, waits for Kenneth to go to work, and he takes 5-year-old Timmy, and puts him on his back. And they hitchhike to a place called Ukiah. They go to the police, and even though he had been called Dennis the whole time, he tells the police, "I know my name is Stephen," or "my first name is Stephen," or something like that. Which becomes a very famous line. Stephen is reunited with his family, and so is Timmy. Stephen is everywhere. He's on the cover of magazines and on TV shows. They made a movie and a book, both titled "I Know My First Name is Stephen." Obviously, it's hard for him and everyone else to adjust back to life. I mean, Stephen went from, obviously, you know, being kidnapped for 7 years, but he'd been able to drink and smoke and do whatever he wanted, really. Oh, I see my mom! Sorry. I'm seeing my deck and I can see her. That's really creepy. Oh, I'll get back to what I was doing. But he went back to, you know, like, a strict life. I don't know. I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Carrie felt jealousy towards his younger brother since he was getting so much attention. In 1981, a trial starts for Kenneth Parnell. There wasn't sufficient evidence, the court said, so he only got 7 years. But he only served 5 of them before getting released, which is insane to me, but
yeah.
Anyway, Stephen wanted to get counseling, but his dad said he didn't need it, which... Dude, what? He was kidnapped for 7 years. But I mean, okay.
Duck this, Dad.
Yeah. But anyway, Carrie graduated high school, and he would go to Yosemite and get high. He also claimed to have seen Bigfoot. And okay. He would, like, tell everyone that, which I just think that's hilarious for some reason.
You know what?
What?
He's probably hallucinating.
I mean, he'd get high.
He can believe whatever he wants to believe. Even if it's not true, he's been through enough. Just let the boy believe he saw Bigfoot, okay?
No.
Oh, maybe I should be paying a little bit more attention.
I mean, anyway.
Okay, the boy's brother got kidnapped.
I know. He's been through a lot. So, on September 16th, 1989, Stephen sustained several head injuries while on his way home from work when his motorcycle collided with a car. This is the brother that was kidnapped, by the way. In his years returning home, he had gotten married and had 2 children. By the way, before I say this, actually, Stephen died from the injuries. Which, poor kid, man. He's gone through so much. But anyway, 500 people attended his funeral. And 14-year-old Timmy White, the boy that he saved, was a pallbearer at his funeral. I know, it's, like, so sweet. Not long after, Carrie's uncle was murdered. There's just so much going on.
Yeah, I'm a little...
Carrie had attempted suicide in 1991. There's just so much going on.
I almost just said the other word, and then I remembered I was supposed to be the family-friendly one.
6 years later, in 1997, he is arrested for the possession of marijuana and meth, but the charges eventually drop. He is now in his 30s, and he is hired as a handyman at Cedar Lodge Motel, just outside Yosemite National.
The Yosemite?
Yeah, Yosemite National Park entrance. He loved this job because it allowed him to smoke weed and lay out naked in Yosemite. Just because, why not? Why not? Enjoy your life, I guess. You do you.
You do you, just, you know.
Creepy Carrie over here.
Because don't kill anyone.
Where do you think this is going? Anyway, Creepy Carrie.
I don't know. I'm very confused. I'm just lost.
Yeah, anyway, he obviously had a lot of built-up anger and sadness between all the family drama, and pretty soon it all blows up. So real quick, I'm going to give you a little recap.
his brother's kidnapped.
So yeah, Carrie, his little brother, he's kidnapped. 7 years later, he comes back. Then his brother dies. his uncle's murdered. Carrie tried to kill himself. What else happened here? 6 years later,
helps a little boy escape.
That's his brother. That's Steven, yeah. Anyway, he's arrested. He's out of jail. He's working in the handyman at Cedar Lodge Motel. He likes to smoke and, like, naked in Yosemite. And he has anger problems. That's your free crap recap. You got it?
He's him.
He's a lot going on.
Like,
you know,
what do you say Carrie. If you're, like, walking with your kids and you just see that? Do you say,
oh. Oh, Creepy Carrie again. Oh, well.
Well, yeah, but what if you don't know him? You're just like, I know. What the hell?
It's just like, oh, well, that's
why
lovely.
Is there a naked man laying in Yosemite?
Don't forget, he's also high.
Please look away. Oh.
Hi, naked man. Oh, no.
Anyway. The kids would just be like,
well,
mommy.
I'd be traumatized.
What's happening?
Anyway, it's now February of 1999, you know, the season of love. Which just isn't very loving, but anyway. I don't know. It's nighttime outside of the Cedar Lodge Motel where he works. Outside of Yosemite. He's walking around, you know, doing his rounds or whatever you do when you work there, when he peers into a window. Oh no. Creepy Carrie. It's so
creepy
fun to say.
At it again.
Why is that so fun to say for some reason? Anyway. Inside, he sees two young women and one older. It's 42-year-old Carol Sund and her daughter Julie Sund, who is 15, and their friend Sylvina Peloso, who is 16. Yes.
That's a name if I've ever heard one.
It's different. I kind of like it.
Okay.
Oh my god. I'm good. Something just clicks in Carrie. Carrie knocks on their door and tells them there is a leak, but Carol won't let him in.
Well, good for Carol.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
He tells her if she doesn't let him in, he will have to make them switch rooms, and it will just be, like, you know, a whole ordeal. So she eventually just lets him in, and he goes to the bathroom where allegedly the leak is, and he pretends to look for the leak. But when he comes out of the bathroom, I lost where I was. Oh, when he comes out of the bathroom, he's holding a gun.
Well, goddamn. Come on, Carrie.
I know. Come on, Carrie. Jeez. He then put the two teenage girls into the bathroom, and he goes back to the other room and strangles Carol to death.
At least the kids didn't have to watch. Yeah. That seems to be a common occurrence with serial killers.
Well, it just gets worse from here. He then carries her body outside and puts her in the trunk of the car she was renting on their trip to wherever they were going. I mean, clearly they were going, you know, Yosemite, but whatever.
Yeah.
He then goes back to the room and rapes the girls. Sorry, I'm, like, outside. And I'm, like, saying this, like, really loud. I'm just, like, I don't want to get any strange looks. Yeah, I'm talking about, like, yeah, he strangled her to death, you know. I'll get back to what I was doing. Sylvina was, you know, resisting, and he strangled her and put her in the trunk as well. He then went back inside and grabs Julie and tells her he won't hurt her, but she needs to go with him. I don't think she really knew what was going on at this point, or knew her friend and her mom were dead.
Yeah, I would just kind of be in, like, a little bit of shock, you know, be like...
Yeah. During this...
creepy man, yes. Do I care? Kinda. Am I gonna die? If I don't go with him? Yeah.
You're just
gonna die in general, too? Okay.
Yeah. My popcorn! Dang it, I did it again. Anyway. She had been placed in a different room during both their deaths, so I don't know if she actually knew they were dead. The next place Carrie is seen is about 100 miles away, which is where he calls a cab to take him back to the Cedar Lodge. The cab drove him back to Yosemite, and he tried to just go back to life. When Carol, Julie, and Sylvina don't show up at the airport to meet Carol's husband, that's when the police were notified. It was all over the news, since, you know, things like this didn't happen in Yosemite at the time. Months later, the car was found, but it was burned beyond recognition.
Well, geez.
In the car, they find the two bodies of Carol and Sylvina that had been in the trunk. They were identified through dental records, since they were obviously burned. There was also a note found with a hand-drawn map showing the police where to find the third victim, Julie Send.
Oh.
The top of the note read...
Really,
I know, right? He's having a great old time. Anyway, the top of the note read, "We had fun with this one."
We?
We meaning just himself.
Yeah.
The police went to the place.
Somebody at my house.
Like, what do you mean by that?
I don't know what I mean by that. I just hear somebody's voice, and there's nobody that.
Is it a TV or, like? Oh my god! How ironic! On our murder podcast, you're going to be murdered.
Don't say that, Brianna.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I don't even see, like, a car.
Should I continue? Let's,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to go on a little search. If I scream, I might be dead.
I'll call the cops. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. Helpful.
The police went to the place shown. Oh, man, it would also give us some good views.
I still don't see the Yosemite National Park? Yeah, it does.
No, I said if you die on the podcast, we'll get some good views.
Oh, I thought you said. Oh, it has some good views. Yeah, if I die
well,
on
I mean,
the
that
podcast,
does.
I really hope we get good views, because if we don't,
right?
Kind of sad.
If we don't, you better come back and haunt them.
Yeah, exactly, haunt everybody like at the same time.
Yeah, because that's how it works. The police went to the place shown and found the remains of Julie, whose throat had been slashed.
Well, goddamn.
Police had also found a camera which included pictures of the three women. Some of the pictures were taken about 20 minutes before Carrie knocked on their door.
How do they know when Carrie knocked on the door?
I don't know, magic.
Cameras.
Well, considering the fact that it was through the window, they took the pictures.
I don't know. I don't, how did, I guess, maybe there was,
I don't know, man.
How do they know when he entered the room?
Maybe he told them. I don't know.
Maybe, okay.
The police began interviewing everyone at the Cedar Lodge, including Carrie, but yeah. They didn't see anything strange about him and didn't see him as a suspect. Which they could have prevented a lot, but, you know, they didn't.
Yeah.
5 months go by, and things seem to be settling down in Yosemite. Okay. However, July 21st, 1999, Carrie sees a girl named Joey Armstrong. She's...
Oh, that's not fair!
What?
That's not fair.
What's not fair?
Joey?
Oh, yeah, I thought of that. I was like,
you're dead. That's my nickname, if anybody didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell her real name, so. Anyway, she's a 26-year-old naturalist at Yosemite who has spent her days teaching children about nature at the park. Way to go, Jocelyn. You're doing great for the world. Well, you did.
Right?
Before you were killed.
Oh, I was murdered?
Yes, you were. Damn. Once again, something just clicks in Carrie. Days later, friends report her missing to the police, and they begin their investigation. The first place they check is her cabin. Inside, police find signs of a struggle, so the police start searching the perimeter. Less than half a mile away, they find her body. Her headless body. Several feet away, they find her head floating in the water. Police immediately assume a connection with the murders months prior. There is witnesses this time that recall seeing a blue 1979 International Scout parked outside the cabin where she was staying.
Pretty sure that was the car my dad had.
What?
I'm pretty sure my dad had that car.
Oh my god, he killed you?
I hope not, but I guess.
Detectives traced the vehicle back to Carrie, which led him to being, you know, the prime suspect.
Yeah.
The FBI gets involved, and two detectives find Carrie staying at a nudist resort where he was arrested. And
a nudist?
Back. Yes, a nudist
like
resort.
No clothes nudist.
That is what it means.
Okay.
Creepy Carrie at it again.
Having fun at nudist places.
He was arrested there and taken back to Sacramento for questioning.
Oh, he lives in Sacramento?
No, that's where he was taken. He doesn't live there. Oh. I don't know where he lives. He lives somewhere, but I don't know
where. I have
nothing
against Sacramento.
I just don't like it.
I've heard lots of bad things. I don't know.
Anyway, during the questions, he admits to the murder of Joey, Carol, Julie, and Sylvina. His vehicle showed evidence, you know, that this was true. He admits to police after his arrest that he had fantasized about killing women since he was 7 years old. Long before the abduction of his brother.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little speechless here.
Carrie pleads not guilty by reason of insanity. His lawyer claims the Stainer family had a long history of sexual abuse and mental illness. During his initial confession to police, this is crazy, just get ready. He asked that in turn for his confession, he wanted them to provide him with child pornography.
Oh my!
He asked the police for that.
Tag on a few extra charges.
I know, right? It's just like, dude, you're gonna ask the police for that?
Got me a little off guard there.
I mean, I'm not saying do it, but like, if that's what you really want, why are you asking the police? No, but I mean, why would you ask police?
Exactly.
Anyway, I was like, so excited to see your reaction to that.
Okay. Tag on like 10 extra charges, please.
Anyway,
charges in cell 5.
He is found sane, is in charge, and is charged with 4 counts of first degree murder on August 27th, 2002.
Yeah, that's just for Joey and the other people, but mostly Joey because she has money. I'm kidding.
The penalty phase of his trial, he was sentenced to death. Thereafter entered a housing unit at the Adjustment Center on Death Row at San Quentin. Yeah, something like that. Okay. She remained in California. Carrie remains on death row. Yeah. As of today, there have been no executions in California. As of 2006, so Carrie is still alive, sitting in prison to this day.
Maybe and that's not justice for Joey and the rest of them. Seriously,
That's creepy Carrie. What do you think about that? The fact that he literally asked for child porn.
Exactly!
Forget family friendly at this point. I mean, dude, what the heck?
It's like, would you ask the police? A gorilla for milk? I don't know. What? You're not going to get milk from a gorilla, are you?
No, you're going to get murdered.
A male gorilla. Because male gorillas, I really hope, do not produce milk.
Women gorillas do, though? I didn't know gorillas did that.
Anything that has a baby, except for, like, reptiles, I think produce milk. All mammals produce milk.
Oh.
All female mammals that are like pregnant or had a baby produce milk.
Oh dear God! Health lessons with Joey.
Very sorry.
Health lessons with Joey.
Oh my God! 3 people. Sorry, we're just getting into like a rant now. It's not even a rant. It was just really funny to me. Like 3 people in one day went, "What name do you prefer to be called, Joey or Jocelyn?" And like, nobody for the past, like, 2 years has called me Joey, and I'm like,
I have, because I don't know how to spell exactly your real name.
It's like, you know what? Would I prefer Joey? I don't know. I don't really care what you
call me. Just call me something.
Just call me something and make sure that everything I know at this point. As long as you kind of know my name or know who I am associated with the name, I don't care. If you don't know who I am,
been called everything at this point. Just pick one.
Just pick one. But, like, it was just so funny because 2 people in one day were like, you prefer being called Joey or Jocelyn? And I'm like, that's a really good question. I don't know. But
I prefer to be called... I prefer to be called Joeyceline, thank you very much.
Joeyceline. I've been called Josally. I've been called Ocelyn. I've been called
Jocelyn. JoJo the Circus Clown.
I
used to call you that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyways,
it just worked.
Thank you guys for listening.
Wait, we're not done. We have to talk to them about our theme months.
Oh, yeah, our theme months we did last time. We're just going to have a theme every month.
Well, we didn't really explain it, so... Starting this year, we're going to be doing something different, because why not? Every month, we're going to have, like, a new theme of, you know, murder something.
Wait, we can't tell them the themes. The themes are surprises.
They're secrets. Mm-hmm. We're probably... I don't know if we're going to have them the whole month. We're going to have at least 1 to 2 podcasts with the themes. I'll try and have more.
We're just going to have one. And most of the cases, probably we'll go around it. But not completely. Yeah.
We can, at the most, 2. Because some of them, I do have 2 that I want to do.
Or, like, maybe, like, a random fact or something. Something will correlate in some way. Like, there is about a leprechaun.
There's one month. There's one month that I'm at a leprechaun murder.
Well, that's why I said robbery. Somebody dresses up as a leprechaun and goes and murders. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing about this.
Anyway, so there is one month I'm going to spoil really quick, but you'll forget it by the time it comes out. I think it's November we're doing this one. We're going to do a celebrity series. And that's probably the only one we're actually going to have one relating to that theme every single week.
Oh, yeah. Also, if you have anything you would like to suggest, please go to our Instagram or, like,
Go to our Instagram.
Yeah, go to our Instagram. Don't stalk us, please. I don't have the email set up quite yet.
Oh, we should probably do that, though. We could start reading, like, emails coming in from other people and be like, cool. Yeah. You know, anyways, people like us now.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Bye. Peace out, bros. Oh, wait, crap.